We would now like to start the briefing on latest management news. Thank you for your participation in the deliberations at the annual meeting of shareholders. This briefing and the annual meeting of the shareholders are indeed very important occasion for us. We are celebrating our 10th year in business. Our predecessor is SBI Investment, or formerly called SoftBank Investment. This July marks our 10th year in business since the foundation of SoftBank Investment. Actually, SoftBank Finance started its business in April, so we have already passed the 10th year mark from the founding of SoftBank Finance. SoftBank Finance, however, was transferred to SoftBank and is now one of the group companies of SoftBank. SBI Holdings, therefore, will be celebrating our 10th anniversary in July of this year. Thus, this year's briefing on latest management news has special significance. In part one, I would like to review our 10-year history since the foundation. 10 years ago, Mr. Son gave me the capital to start a business. I pondered over what business I should establish. I read numerous books as well. I contemplated what should be the fundamental concept on which to build business. After long deliberation, I decided that the following are the three fundamental business-building concepts: adherence to the customer-centric principle, formations of ecosystem and structural differentiation, creation of a network value. I will explain each concept. The first fundamental concept is the complete customer-centric principle. In the age of internet, both customers and financial institutions can obtain information without spending much time, effort, and cost. In other words, we now see a situation in which people can obtain almost the same information at the same time. Advent of the internet played a major role in creating a state of perfect information, one of the conditions of perfect competition. That is, both sellers and buyers have the complete access to information. So-called information asymmetry, or information only known to the vendors and not to the customers, or only to the financial institutions and not to the investors, namely information disparity or gap, is now being eliminated. As a result, customers can make various transactions with more favorable terms than the past. Thus, investor sovereignty or consumer sovereignty, though not fully established, is the direction that we are moving toward. We've always aimed to be an entity to stand on the side of the customers and investors. Customer-centric principle always has been our principle in our 10 years in business. For example, at SBI Securities, we've been always trying to have the lowest possible fees. We basically haven't made any major changes to our fee structure in the past 10 years, although on basis, because of changes in the brokerage trading value, fees were showing some ups and downs. We recently changed the structure slightly, but that was because in the view of the recent situations of the transactions, we thought it's better to change and revise the fee basis. Under such circumstances, several online securities companies were established almost at the same timing. We have been providing overwhelmingly low fees on basis, as you can see from this graph. With the further advance of the internet world, comparison sites and compare and search sites were newly established. We also wanted to be the one of the first to create such comparison market and created InsWeb, a site to compare insurance product, and eLoans, a site to compare interest rate product, We were among the first to partner with U.S. companies for both sites and formed joint ventures to create compare and search sites. Both of these businesses are showing good growth. From a purely neutral position, we made it possible for the customers to compare which product have lower premiums or lower interest rate so that they can choose a product that is most suitable for themselves. We created this market with the belief that providing customers with such market would lead to adhering to our customer-centric principle. SBI Mortgage, which was established as the first so-called mortgage bank or mortgage broker in Japan, recorded impressive growth. Housing loan outstanding at the end of May 2009 was 479.6 billion yen. Flat 35, one of our main products, is a product offered through an agreement with the former Japan Housing Loan Corporation or currently Japan Housing Finance Agency. Interest rate remains to be unchanged or flat for 35 years, thus called Flat 35. We have by far the largest market share in this field. Our market share in May was 70%, as you can see in the graph. Most of the financial institutions are in this market, and we are having overwhelming market share. This is because the interest rate we provide for Flat 35 is 2.75%, one of the lowest in the industry, which is highly valued in the market, as you can see from our market share. Here again, we adhere to the customer-centric principle for the housing loan and to try to provide customers with lowest possible offerings. At SBI Sumishin Net Bank, we thought we should provide customers with highest possible interest rate on the deposit. This should mean the customer-centric principle. Take, for example, the average interest rate on the one-year deposit of 3 million yen or higher for three major commercial banks was 0.2%, whereas ours was 0.524%, 2.62 times as high. As for one-year time deposit of less than 3 million yen, the average interest rate for three major commercial banks was 0.2%, whereas ours was 0.514%. Thus, we've been providing customers with higher interest rate. Similarly, at SBI Insurance, which started the business in January 2008, we've been aiming to provide the lowest premium among all the automobile insurance. According to the Diamond Weekly's comparison chart from March this year, our premium is by far the lowest. SBI AXA Life Insurance was established in April of 2008. Again, from the article of Diamond Weekly dated March 14th, we were ranked number one for the lowest price. The lowest loading charge was from SBI AXA Life Insurance at 782 yen. If you compare this with the highest loading of 4,741 yen from Sumitomo Life Insurance and Asahi Mutual Life Insurance, the difference is about 2 times for premium and 4,000 yen or about 6 times for a loading charge. I'll now move on to our second fundamental principle, formations of business ecosystem and structural differentiation. I believe that competitive factors change before and after the age of internet. Before the start of the internet age, companies were trying to differentiate themselves in pricing, the quality of service, or the variety of product offerings to win the competition. With the further advancement of the internet world, I believe that even more important competitive factor is the structural differentiation. Particularly, superiority in the competitive organizational strategy has the foremost importance in my view. The business ecosystem that we've been building is an economic community composed of various companies. Establishment of business ecosystem will give us the most effective and powerful weapon to prevail over the competition in the age of internet. This is what I had believed in the past 10 years and will continue to be so in the days to come. Overwhelming competitive advantage can be only established through such a system. This is the firm belief that I was holding on for the past 10 years. Looking at how we grew our business in the past 10 years, some might say it's pretty impressive. Some might say it's nothing significant. Based on numbers, however, many people recognize the big leap we made in our business and wonder what may be the secret of the leap. I'll say it's in this business ecosystem. Some might say that it's the result of all the hard working of the people in the past 10 years. That is also very true. But without the establishment of this business ecosystem, we couldn't have made such a big leap. In the internet age, competing just by one company is like fighting with a sword, while your opponent in the business ecosystem is equipped with machine guns and missiles. You cannot keep up with them. Formation and development of business ecosystem will promote positive synergy effect among member companies and create the process of mutual evolution with the respective markets, thereby brings about the dramatic growth of the companies. A company, being a single economic entity, only has limited growth potential, while business ecosystem in which companies can be linked with various other member companies and mutually evolve themselves has extremely high growth potential. As a result of our painstaking efforts in the past 10 years, we have almost completed establishing the financial business ecosystem. I'm thinking of adding a couple of or more companies, but we are almost complete. One stop, one table, one to one. No one can hardly deny this triple ones represent the near future direction of the financial industry. Right from the start, buying and handling of financial instrument was restricted by systems and laws. We still have those laws, though the barriers have become smaller, we still have demarcations. Now that we are in the age of internet, without moving physically, you can be seated in front of a PC or a cellular phone and do the one-stop shopping from insurance to bank and to securities brokerage. Even though such laws and systems exist, with the help of internet, we have successfully eliminated physical distance and time and are providing one-stop service to our customers. I mentioned one-to-one service. Internet is interactive in the first place. Interactive and spontaneous communication with the customers with the connection via internet is almost becoming a reality. With one table, you can now make a comparison. In the past, people were only selling the product that were developed at your companies. Without having the knowledge of whether the product is cheap or expensive, or which company offers the lowest premium, people are making a decision to buy because of the past business relationship or because it was the recommended product. Moving forward, however, people will first of all investigate and then choose the one with the most appropriate terms for you. Soon we will be in such a world. The financial conglomerate that can make such a world into reality has now been established. What specific synergy effect can be enjoyed? I will cite several examples. The first one is the one between SBI Securities and SBI Japan Next. SBI Japan Next is a proprietary trading system. It started out as a nighttime trading, but now operates daytime as well. Trading value is enormous now. By having the financial ecosystem of 1.89 million accounts at the SBI Securities, more than 200,000 accounts now use this BTS. Because we have the PTS, increasing number of the customers are willing to have accounts with SBI Securities. I am convinced that this PTS will be the most important driver in the further growth of SBI Securities. I will elaborate on this point later on. At SBI Securities, PTS business already started to generate profit many years ago. If you look at the monthly trading value of each PTS companies, SBI Japan Next has a commanding lead. April was the first month that we exceeded 100 billion yen. Kabu.com recorded 14.1 billion yen. Manex 3 billion yen, Daiwa 1.7 billion yen, Matsui 23 million yen. The difference is overwhelming. The result for May was 90.3 billion yen, or daily trading value exceed 5 billion yen. The performance was even better in June. As of 24th of June, monthly trading value amounted to 121.7 billion yen. Now, the synergy between SBI Securities and SBI Sumishin Net Bank. SBI hybrid deposit balance can be integrated into available deposit balance for stock trading, margin trading, and actual receipt of stock purchased at SBI Securities. Also, one-time account opening is possible for both SBI Securities and SBI Sumishin Net Bank. About half of new accounts at SBI Securities apply for account opening at SBI Sumishin Net Bank. Thus, SBI Securities is making a big contribution to the growth of deposit outstanding and housing loan outstanding. This is why SBI Sumishin Net Bank is making a rapid growth even though they were the latecomer amongst the net banks. According to a flash report on June 24th, the number of accounts was 480,000 accounts. We told FSA that we were aiming to achieve 400,000 accounts by the end of March 2010. We already achieved that target well before 1 year. For total deposit value, we told FSA that our target was to achieve 700 billion yen at March end 2010. We have already achieved 97% of that value as of June 24th. They've been growing very rapidly. For housing loan, only 639 days after the net bank started to handle housing loan outstanding exceeded 250 billion yen. Sony Bank spent 1,659 to 1,750 days to reach the same level. you can see how rapidly our bank has been growing. This represents the power of business ecosystem and its synergy effects. It took 551 days to achieve 200 billion yen from the time of the starting the bank. This means that it took 27 days to have incremental 10 billion yen. By the time we achieved 250 billion yen, it only took 17 days to have incremental 10 billion yen. The speed has been accelerating. In the fourth quarter of fiscal 2008, the bank generated long-awaited profit, recording 137 million yen of ordinary income. This was the first profitable quarter as well. April and May also recorded profit for the month. We expect the expenses to go up in June, but are expecting to close the quarter with a profit. This new business moved into the black with such a rapid speed. Looking at the timing of moving into the black by the pure internet play banks, we recorded the first quarterly profitability in the fourth quarter of the second year, whereas for Sony Bank, it was in the fourth quarter of the fourth year. Japan Net Bank, which is affiliated with Sumitomo Mitsui Bank, first quarter of the fifth year, and eBank in the fourth quarter of the third year. In comparison with other online banks, I hope you understand how fast we became profitable, even though on the quarterly basis. I'll now move on to talk about the third synergy effect. We have created an insurance marketplace. This is a place to provide comparison of various insurance products from a neutral standpoint. It also provides document and cost estimate of the insurance products. It's called an insurance portal, InsWeb. 23 automobile insurance companies participate into this portal, and premiums of different companies can be compared. As I have shown previously, if you make a comparison, you'll find out that the SBI insurance is the most advantageous. Thus, half of new businesses at SBI insurance are the InsWeb insurers. The number of the estimate requested at InsWeb in fiscal 08 was 750,000. Similarly, at SBI AXA Life Insurance, new businesses from InsWeb started to show increase. The number of participating life insurance companies is 22, and various kinds of comparison can be made in this portal. The fourth synergy effect is between SBI Securities and SBI Liquidity Market, a company providing a market for foreign exchange margin trading. This company is showing a rapid growth in recent years. When you look at the number of accounts for foreign exchange margin trading at the online securities companies, we have 121,621 accounts. We are the compelling leader in the market. Particularly after the establishment of SBI Liquidity Market, trading value showed enormous growth. Trading value in May 2009 increased 15 folds from June 2008 and amounted to be 6,562.4 billion yen. If you compare this amount to that of other online securities companies, you understand that it's beyond comparison. Why did we establish this company? The global economy was slowing down. Some was referring to it as once-in-a-century type of a crisis. But even under such circumstances, if we blame our bad performance and to the sluggish economy, our shareholders wouldn't accept such excuse. We contemplated on how we can make money even under such circumstances and started the sales activities of this business on November 17, 2008. it has firmly supported the earnings of SBI Securities. I will further elaborate on this point later on. SBI Liquidity Market has 13 counterparts. Citibank, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, Mizuho Bank. These major Japanese and overseas players present buy and sell rates of foreign exchange. The number of the counterparts is planned to increase to 16 within this year. Customers can choose the best rate. This is the market that we provide. The trading of the foreign exchange is in a way easier than the stock trading. When you think of how many types of stocks there are, or the number of the listed companies, it's enormous. For foreign exchange, you should only think of major currencies and either sell or buy. Naturally, more people think it easier to understand. This market is therefore growing rapidly. In 4.5 months, namely 1.5 months in the third quarter and 3 months in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2008, SBI Liquidity Market recorded the operating revenue of 2.9 billion yen, of which gain on trading of SBI Securities, which is the operating income for SBI Securities, was 1.83 billion yen. As I mentioned earlier, under this bad situation where the market is seeing the worst, to somehow generate the earnings of SBI Securities, this company was established, which proved to contribute greatly to the business. In this fiscal year, their operating revenue is further growing. Their contributions to the earnings is becoming even greater. As of June 24th, the operating revenue was 890 million yen. If I add today's figure, it already exceeds May result. We might even exceed 1 billion yen in June. 65% of that represent the operating income of SBI Securities. The fifth synergy effect is what we have to pursue intensively moving forward. Synergies among securities, bank, non-life insurance, and life insurance need to be maximized. We've been already taking steady measures to that end. In September 2007, SBI Securities started the bank agency business for SBI Sumishin Net Bank. Cumulative number of accounts open in this business is 194 accounts. In January 2008, SBI Securities started to handle automobile insurance of SBI Insurance. In June, they started handling insurance product of SBI AXA Life Insurance. Similarly, SBI Sumishin Net Bank started financial instrument introducing brokerage business in July of 2008 with SBI Securities as the designated financial instrument firm. Cumulative number of accounts has already reached 13,447 accounts. In November last year, they started to handle insurance product of SBI AXA Life Insurance. In April this year, they started to handle automobile insurance of SBI Insurance. SBI Insurance started handling insurance product of SBI AXA Life Insurance, and SBI AXA Life Insurance is currently preparing to do the similar things. All these require the license from the competent authority, so it takes some time. As such, each company contributes in increasing the number of accounts and customers at other companies. This indeed is the major strength of our group companies. Within the financial ecosystem, if aforementioned three financial institutions gather stream, even bigger synergy effect can be generated, and they will mutually evolve. I am convinced that we will become the world's leading financial conglomerate. Not only that, all our companies use internet, which is supported by systems and software. We therefore would like to build the system-related ecosystem within our group. Housing and real estate ecosystem is deeply related to the financial world. Subprime loan issues started out in the US is also closely linked to the housing industry, or is about the housing industry. It has given devastating blow to the financial businesses. These two areas are deeply related with each other. In this field, yes, we have learned a lesson, but we won't be saying we will never do it again. We will continue to be in business, but we have to be wiser from now on. We have to be more careful in judging risks. There are many things that I have to reflect on. I'm determined not to repeat the same thing. All of us are willing to work hard to make up for the inconvenience that we caused to you. Lifestyle Network's ecosystem is a very important area for us to appeal the network value. I will further elaborate on this later on. We will further grow this ecosystem. We're not just focused on the financial businesses. We are doing anything that can cover the financial businesses one way or the other, or those that can mutually grow with the financial businesses. Creations of the network value is the third fundamental concept in building our business. There are memorable words that I heard from then-President Suzuki of IY Group or then Ito Yokado when I was with Nomura Securities. One day, he said to me, "The day that we appealed prices is already over. We'll have to appeal value moving forward. The days in which cheap product and services lead to good sales is over. What will be important moving forward is the primary value of each product and service. If they have the value, customers are willing to pay for it." This is what Mr. Suzuki told me. His words left a very strong impression on my mind. IY Group materialized this business model and made a big success. Daiei, on the other hand, kept on appealing prices. The difference between the two companies is obvious. When I was about to start the business 10 years ago, I contemplated whether just appealing value is sufficient. In the age of internet, just appealing value would not be sufficient. I thought we have now entered into an age of appealing network value. Network value is a term that I coined myself. The concept of this is to create added value to the customers by providing them with the information, goods, and services combined. It may sound difficult, so I will give you an example.
For example, if you wanted to buy a house, what kind of information and services would you require? Naturally, you would need information on real estate and property. You might want to live along a certain railroad line near a certain station. This kind of information is available. And then you need information on schools and education and hospitals or nursing care for the elderly. You will want information on the local community environment. Or if you're going to take out a mortgage loan, you would like to know which loan offers the best rates. You need such information. Or fire insurance or earthquake insurance, you will need information on insurance. Or when it is time to move, you need information on removers, which company is reliable and which offers the best rates. So, if there was one company that could provide all of this information, would customers turn to other companies? For those wishing to buy a house, if we could provide a network that would provide all the necessary information, we would be supporting the purchasing behavior of the customers in a very efficient way. And if we could do that, nobody will be able to compete with us. That is what I thought. To cite another example. And by the way, when it comes to the network for providing information related to buying a house, we have pretty much completed the network to provide the necessary information and services. Now, if you want to buy a car, we have the new car estimation service, which is provided by our subsidiary Autoq One. Or, if you're interested in used cars, AutoServer does brokerage services at auctions, and this is a subsidiary of our group. So, various information related to buying a car can be obtained. And when it comes to automotive insurance, we have Indweb and SBI Insurance. With regard to information with regard to lease and sale of cars, you can obtain assessments at the Okuruma Lease, Auto Lease Marketplace, or Okuruma Online. If you want to take out a loan to buy a car, SBI Sumishin Net Bank is scheduled to open at the end of July. SBI Auto Support provides financial service information. A one-stop application for various financial services is possible. And if you need information on local garages and parking lots, you can access lifeguide.com to obtain this information. So, from the need to buy a car, there are different demands and requests for information which is derived out of that need. And we have created a complete network to cater to all of these needs. Now, there are other big events in life, such as marriage, birth, or school education, or honeymoons, or leisure travel, or health and Medicare. In all of these areas, we are working to build a network. So that is what we are doing at the moment. The former Living Corporation will be renamed on the 1st of July. It will be called SBI Life Living, which is its new corporate name. SBI Holding was undertaking the lifestyle network business leveraging the internet. And the responsible director was Ms. Aihara. This business will be transferred to Living Corporation, of which Ms. Aihara is the president. And the company will be reborn as SBI Life Living. The business will be conducted on a full scale in a public company with a specialized department. So this is what we will do. And we will, of course, continue the real estate development business in the same way. So in this way, we will establish a new business model and enhance profitability. And as I mentioned before, network value will be expanded in different areas. This will, in turn, have a positive influence on our financial ecosystem. Now, I have mentioned in detail about our fundamental business building concepts. Let us now look back on the past 10 years from the start of the improvement of, from the standpoint, rather, of the improvement of corporate value. With regard to corporate value, in 1997, I published my first book when I was still working for SoftBank, and it was published from Toyo Keizai. It was entitled The Management of Value Creation. And the basic thinking in this book was incorrect. So I published another book also from Toyo Kenzai entitled Management Which Continues to Evolve. And in it, I defined enterprise value anew as follows. The new definition of enterprise value is such that enterprise value is based on a foundation of customer value creation and breeds within a virtuous cycle where shareholder and human capital value are mutually linked. That is how we defined enterprise value. In the traditional management of value creation, this was the only focus as corporate value. But if we only focus on shareholders in business management, we may experience what happened in the United States, in which the most unexpected companies went bankrupt. We must take a broader view of enterprise value and search for the source of value. If customers do not buy our products, we will not have a business. The cash flow that the customer brings is the source of value. Without shareholders or capital, the company cannot be viable. So, this is very important. Without officers and employees, even if we have capital and customers, there'll be no one to run the company. Su Sen, the literary man in China, said, "A nation rises because of one man and falls because of one man." One man has tremendous power. So in that sense, human resources or human capital are the source of value increase. And it is a source of differentiation. So in that sense, human capital value is very important. So based on customer value, if we produce good products, and if customers buy these products, we will increase revenue and we will increase income. Share prices will go up, and revenue will go up. When this happens, the value of stock options rises, or employee welfare will improve. Compensation and bonuses will go up. And we'll be able to attract good human resources, which in turn would lead to the generation of good products and services. So that is a virtuous cycle in which enterprise value is enhanced and is bred. This is our new view of corporate value. Seen in this light, customer base is one indicator of corporate value. That is, customer base is a partial representation of corporate value. We can interpret this in this way. So in that light, the group customer database increased at a tremendous pace. As of end of March 2009, customer base reached 8 million. SBI Securities, as of March of 2005, had only 590,000 accounts. This increased to 1.87 million. SBI Sumishin Net Bank increased from 0 to 410,000 in terms of accounts. So in this way, the respective companies and businesses have steadily increased customer base. In terms of operating revenue in 1999, if we take the number of revenue at that time as 100, of course, revenues go up and down, especially in the asset managed business or in businesses that are largely dependent on the securities business, revenues fluctuate. But despite this fact, in the period, if we compare 1999 to 2008, we saw an increase from 100 and 280.5. Oryx, Nomura Holding, and Jafco all fell below 100. operating revenue is going down for these companies. Now, let us look at the number of shareholders. With rising expectations of shareholder value increase, there has been a major increase. Foreign share ownership has largely increased as well. The number of shareholders as of 2009, as I mentioned at the AGM, stood at 208,856. And foreign share ownership is 44.2%. So there was an increase from 2% to 44.2%. During the period from March of 2008 to end of March 2009, according to Nikkei Veritas, in its article of June 21st, it mentions that in terms of increase of foreign share ownership during this period, our company ranked number one. Of course, during this period, this was a time when foreign shareholders were selling off Japanese shares and stocks. And during this time, we continued to steadily increase our foreign share ownership. And we are very grateful for this fact. The shareholders continued to buy our shares despite the fact that this was a financial crisis or a recession of the kind that you see once in 100 years. When sentiment is bad, company performance usually does not matter. But even amid such circumstances, there were shareholders in large numbers who continued to steadily buy our shares. Now, we believe that this is due to the fact that we have had the honor to make presentations in the United States and in Europe. And as I present now, this is being simultaneously interpreted, and the English material is sent to our investors. Or, when overseas institutional investors come to Japan, I take as much time as possible to make sincere efforts to explain. And this is what I have done. And I believe that as a result, our business concept has been understood. And hence, we have seen the favorable results. We are greatly happy to see this. Now, we have a number of shareholders exceeding 200,000. This is indeed a tremendous feat. Of the companies listed on the first section of the Tokyo Stock Exchange, totaling 1,716, those that have over 200,000 shareholders is very limited. We rank 27th among the 1,716 companies listed on the first section of the TSE. We rank 27th. We have more than Yahoo or Aeon or Mitsubishi Corporation, Fujitsu, Takeda, or even Panasonic. After we announce our business results, we hold business meetings, and the number of shareholders attending these meetings are such that we have minimum of over 2,000. We hold these meetings in Tokyo, Osaka, and Nagoya, but the number always exceeds 2,000. I work hard and I talk for over 2 hours. There may be as many as 4,000. As I mentioned before, the foreign share ownership has largely risen. Now, if we look at listed companies with a market cap of over 100 billion, where do we rank with a foreign share ownership of 44.2%? We rank 36th. Canon has 44.1%, Seacom has 44.1%, Yahoo has 42.5%, and Kyocera has 42.5%. So I believe you have an idea of how high our foreign share ownership ratio is. Now let us talk about the value of our human capital. In the past 10 years, we have grown. Initially, we had 55. I headed the administrative headquarters of SoftBank as its managing director. Now I have taken people out of the administrative headquarters from finance, accounting, management planning, and legal department. I took 55 people and set up our group. In the past 10 years, we have had a 45.3-fold increase, giving us a total of 2,492 as of end of March. In 2006, we started hiring new recruits. In total, we have hired 196 new employees. Now, these are outstanding and competent employees who come to our company and contribute in a major way to the company development. So to summarize once again, the group customer base, which represents customer value, is such that we have reached 8 million. The number of employees went from 55 to 2,492. At the peak, we had 2,666. Operating revenue is 130.9 billion. At the peak in March of 2008, we had 222.6 billion yen. Consolidated subsidiaries went from 0 to 82, and group listed companies went from 0 to 9. At the peak, we had 11 companies in March of 2008. We have consolidated various companies, and the listed companies were no exception. So as a result of our consolidation, we have slightly reduced the number of companies at 9. But in a period of 10 years, we went public with 11 companies, and I think this is quite rare. For most, taking one company public is hard enough. The capital increased from 50 million. 50 million, which was given to us by Mr. Son, was increased to 55.2 billion. Net assets went from 50 million to 419.3 billion. And in expanding our business, we have had to obtain licenses, permissions, and designation from government agencies and ministries. In our banking business, of course, we needed a license from the ministry. And with regard to our non-life and life insurance, we obtained a license from the FSA. SBI Servicer is such that we obtained permission from Ministry of Justice. SBI Arc Equality is a business certification inspection business, and this requires designation from MLIT. Now, we run a graduate school called SBI Graduate School, and for this, we obtain permission from MEXT. The PTS business required permission from the FSA. For our commodities transactions consignment business, we obtain permission from MAF and METI. In this way, we have made various preparations. And to obtain all of these licenses and permissions, we have to undergo rigorous screening. So it is no exaggeration to say that we have enhanced our social credibility. Other than that, we said that we wanted to become an innovator in the world of finance. We mentioned that in our management philosophy at the time we founded the company. And in accordance with this management philosophy, in many of our businesses, our companies have become pioneers. And in many of these businesses in which we are pioneers, we have assumed the number one position. So in terms of number one companies and pioneer companies, the number is countless. We have one company after another coming out among these categories. And ever since the start of the group, we were mindful of the social nature of companies. And we have been focusing on CSR, or corporate social responsibility. We established the SBI Children's Hope Foundation on October 6th, 2005. And we have contributed a total of 841 million and have contributed to 623 institutions so far. we have not stopped at giving and making contributions. We have conducted training to upgrade the skill of the staff working in institutions, or we have provided support to children trying to become independent after they have left the institutions. Or we have also supported the Orange Ribbon campaign to prevent child abuse, to support the movement to educate society. We have been engaging in various activities through the SBI Children's Hope Foundation. The child abuse issue is such that children that ought to be best loved by parents are abused by them. And this is indeed a tragedy. And we wanted to do what we can to contribute, even if only in a small way. So it is with these intentions that we have set up the Children's Hope Foundation. So much for the past. What about the coming 10 years? Let us talk about the next 10 years as we move into part two of my presentation, SBI's business strategy for the new stage. Firstly, let us look at the business environment surrounding SBI this year. And then, having done that, I would like to explain about the new vision which was adopted in April of 2008, our strategies for achieving that. And then lastly, I'd like to talk about the strategic directions toward making another leap in the coming 10 years. First, with regard to the business environment this year surrounding SBI, in the period from April to June, we're heading towards the end of June now, but we have seen considerable improvement. As you know, last year the Lehman shock occurred on the 15th of 9, and then we had the lowest prices after that. But if we compare the lowest prices to the recent figures, in Japan the Nikkei average shows an increase of 38.9%. This is the number as of the 25th of June. The Dow increased 26.8% as of 24th of June. Europe, in Germany, the DAX increased 31.9% as of 24th of June. Shanghai in China saw an increase of 71.4% as of 25th of June. Russia was up 92.3% as of 24th of June. India was up 76%. Vietnam, as of 25th of June, was up 92.7%. So, therefore, we can say that worldwide, stock prices are recovering. Now, if we look at Japan's daily average individual brokerage trading value and the Nikkei average stock price, as we entered 2009, February was the trough, the bottom, and gradually we have seen a recovery. In terms of numbers, the daily average individual brokerage trading value was such that in February it was 501 billion yen. And it continued to increase for 4 months. And in June, the number was 869 billion yen. That is as of 19th of June. The Nikkei average in February was 7,568. It largely recovered to 9,796 in June. That is the figure as of 25th. So there was a major recovery. Now, looking at our SBI securities, looking at the daily average brokerage trading value, in March of this year, it hit bottom, and in the period between October and March, there was a drop of 27.3%. That is our daily average brokerage trading value. March was the trough, and as of 25th of June, there has been a recovery of 42.6%. June recorded the highest figure since June of 2008. Our stock price has reflected this. And if we are to assign a figure of 100 to the level we were at when the Lehman shock occurred on the 16th of September. And if we look at where we are today, as of 25th of June, we had an increase of 14.9%. Now, if we look at other companies, for example, the major venture capital JAFCO had a decline of 9.2%. Daiwa Securities down 10.5% as of the 25th. Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, again, down 23.6%. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group, a decline of 35.1%. Nomura Holdings, a decline of 37.8%. Mizuho Financial Group, down 42.6%. So still a lot of Japanese financial institutions have not recovered to the level they were at as of 16th of September when the Lehman shock occurred. So there's still a major negative figures. We have managed to emerge out of this situation. Now, as for the worldwide stock market, our venture capital asset management business, if we look at this, in the year ending in March 2010, the prospective number of companies going public is increasing. In March of 2009, we said the number was zero. None of the companies that we had went public. In the year ending in March of 2010, however, the prospective companies we expect to go public has increased to 12. That includes exiting through the merger and acquisition process. So far as the April to June period is concerned, in terms of performance, the situation is such that a recovery can be expected. Now, the new vision that we framed in April of 2008, we have not changed that. We're still making efforts to attain the goals. And let me explain about the strategies for achievement. At this point, in order to avoid misunderstanding, I'd like to point out the difference between management philosophy and vision. Some companies treat these as being the same. Some of you may think that these are indeed the same. But the management philosophy is also called a mission statement in English. Management philosophy is an embodiment of the long-term and universal reason for being and values of the company, which does not change easily even when there's a change in environment or a change in the corporate top management. Vision, on the other hand, are subject to change with changes in environment or top management. Vision is a specific expression of a desired image of an organization of the future, which has to be realistic, valid, and credible. Since this is the vision, in the present age, where change is dramatic, it tends to be seen as applying to the medium term and can be changed. We framed this vision in April of 2008. What was it? We said that the operating income target for March 2013 would be 100 billion yen, 5 years from the time the vision was created. And after that, we said that we would aim to achieve over 15% annual increase in operating income. That is the vision that we adopted. And the target breakdown of operating income for the year ending in March of 2013 after 5 years would be such that asset management business and brokerage investment banking would account for 2/3 and the remaining businesses would account for 1/3. We would increase other businesses to make for stability of profitability. And the new businesses would increase in profitability. This is what we meant when we presented our vision. And furthermore, to aim to change into a global company with 1/2 of the operating income coming from overseas by March of 2013. To expand the foundation of overseas income, to transform ourselves from SBI of Japan to SBI of the world. This is what we said that we would target. in this major economic downturn, according to the vision that we have framed, we are steadily laying the groundwork. Further, the expansion of a strong business base. The customer base is over 8 million. We want to enhance that even further. With a completed financial ecosystem, where we want to realize a synergy. And this is what we have done for the past 10 years. As a result of this, what has been proven? In the period ending in March of 2008, this was a difficult period for any company. It was the worst business environment, especially for ourselves, which are prone to the stock market situation. It was indeed a severe situation. And amidst such circumstances, we had managed to register positive operating income for all of our main businesses. And the officers and staff of the company feel that we should be evaluated highly for this. Of course, there are always those who are better than you, but this type of business is such that we have been dealt a fierce blow and damage. It is called the financial crisis. And that is what we have been hit with. And despite this fact, we were able to register positive operating income. For example, look at the major venture capitals, our competitors. Our asset management business registered black ink. The other companies were all in the red. JAFCO affiliated with Nomura, or Daiwa SMBC, or Japan Asia Investment Company had enormous red ink. That is why I say that I think we can safely say that we have been successful in creating a solid business. These articles appeared in the newspapers. With regard to Japan Asia Investment Companies, the article says that it is engaging in private arrangement. They have rescheduled interest-bearing debt payment. They have extended the maturity date. They have asked the 60 bank creditors for a private arrangement. Private arrangements are on the increase. In the past, a civil rehabilitation law was applied, but recently there's an increase of private arrangements. The following article appeared with regard to Daiwa's SMBC Capital. Daiwa Securities Group head office has announced that they would make a TOB on Daiwa SMBC Capital, their venture capital subsidiary. They will reform the business of the company by taking it private. That was the article. All of the companies are in a dire situation. What about securities? As mentioned earlier, we have increased the number of accounts. Amidst the serious recession, has steadily increased. So after Nomura, Daiwa, Nikko, we are fourth in ranking. That is as of March 2009. As for net income ranking, SBI is actually number one. Normally, Nomura would be number one, but it has dropped to the 18th ranking. It has a huge negative at 709.436 billion. That is the loss that was incurred. So it is an incredible amount. Daiwa Securities had 85 billion of losses. Mitsubishi UFJ, 45 billion. Mizuho, 34.5 billion. Across the board, the companies have suffered losses. Now, in such a situation, we have posted profits of over 10 billion. And that is because we have put the business base, customer base, and human resources base in place. I believe the results show the efforts that we have made. And amid such circumstances, we should not become overconfident or rest on our laurels. We must slim down our business further.
rather than not doing anything in this economic crisis, we carried out all sorts of efforts so that when business environment improves, we should be able to be more profitable. Regarding SBI futures, because domestic commodity futures market contracted and business environment worsened, we discontinued our commodity futures trading brokerage business, and SBI Futures will become a 100% subsidiary, and it will be delisted. SBI Card Processing was making deficits, so rather than making this business in-house, we thought it should be sold to a more appropriate company, and we are negotiating its sale. SBI Equal Credit is a profitable company, but we suspended all of its loan business and focus more on consumer loan called Net Loan on SBI Sumishin Net Bank, which is engaged in the same business. As part of integration to enhance business efficiency, we will integrate SBI Card and SBI Equal Credit. Part of unprofitable nationwide service by eGolf will be terminated. By so doing, we will become more lean and wait for the time of economic recovery. Now, as to investment business, we are experiencing a once-in-a-century economic crisis. However, for people like us engaged in investment activities, such a time is a good time to make investments because you can buy cheaply. Therefore, in fiscal year 2009, ending March, we made investments in 118 companies at 95.1 billion yen. JAFCO made investment in 106 companies at 32.5 billion yen. We continued to make investments at the same level as we did in 2008. The companies were bought cheaply, so when the economy improves, we will see good performance. For example, operating profit of securities subsidiary of SBI Group at its peak was 38.1 billion yen. This is a combined operating profit of SBI E-Trade Securities and former SBI Securities, which were 30 billion and 8 billion respectively before they merged. The operating profit now is 9.5 billion yen. The number of accounts went up from 1.23 million to 1.89 million. In terms of share of retail brokerage trading value, E-Trade had a share of 23.1%, which has grown to 38.7%. Very large growth. When the economy recovers, we can expect substantial earnings. Three, increasing earnings through full-scale synergies, synergies that lead to further expansion of securities business. Regarding the merger of SBI Securities, some of you may be dissatisfied with that merger at that exchange ratio. But I believe that it was a very important decision from a medium and long-term perspective. For SBI Securities to leap forward and develop into a general internet-based security firm, that merger was necessary. Not only me, but Mr. Izuchi then was also very confident. Japan Next PTS, which operates nighttime trading business, has launched its daytime trading business. We have a network of companies like Morningstar and SBI Liquidity Market, which is engaged in forex margin trading. SBI Fund Bank is a financial commodity agent, mainly tailored to investment trusts. SBI Benefit System is a record keeper for the defined contribution pension industry. Nippon Investor Securities. We acquired a financial product agency business. We signed an agreement which will utilize network of 156 accounting firms with 279 accountants. Jubilee Lab is a company managed by a Korean person. It offers to beginners of investment a community site where they can learn about investment through their virtual trading service. This company is under our umbrella. We have a wide network of companies that support SBI Securities. Insurance companies and banks will support the group in order to have smooth operation of business. Therefore, it is important to have them as our 100% subsidiaries. You might say that Japan Next PTS is engaged in daytime and nighttime trading with a trading value in the order of only about 140 to 150 billion yen per month. This is not large, but I feel that in the not-too-distant future, the trading value will no longer be in the order of tens of billions of yen per month or hundreds of billions of yen per month, but rather soon the same value will be traded in a day. You might ask why I feel that way. It's because we have the best execution method, which will become very important. In other words, security firms must place orders at the most favorable execution entity. That is already the case in the United States. One might think it is all right because the order will be placed in Tokyo Stock Exchange. But Japan Next will be better and more favorable trading is being offered. So why not place an order there? There will be a time when this will become common. Ours is faster and highly functional. Our tick size is smaller than 10th of TSE. Therefore, foreign security firms are entering this arena. And by the end of the year, in addition to the current 9 companies, more companies will join in. Then the business will really grow. Now let me explain once again because it might be a little complicated. But if the tick size at TSE is 5,000 yen, then the next size is, let's say, 5,010 yen. However, our PTS allows the investor to sell or buy at a smaller scale. At 5,005 yen rather than at 5,000 yen. At TSE, the price would be, for example, 5,000, and then the next price will be 5,010 yen. However, our PTS allows bid with more choices. Our customer will be able to buy at 5,005 yen or 5,008 yen rather than at 5,010 yen. So more favorable trading is possible. Institutional investors are particularly sensitive to this. SBI Liquidity Market. We have 13 banks now, but by the end of the year, we will have 16 banks joining in. Our trading volume will increase and contribute to profit. FSA is set to strengthen the regulation on foreign exchange agents. It is better if they did. We have a classification management system in place and a clear loss cut rule. Therefore, if FSA introduces new regulation, that will have no impact on us. Maximum limit on leverage will be changed as follows: 50 times by 2010 and 25 times by 2011, there were companies that attracted customers with high leverage multiples of 100 or 200. In our case, we rarely have high leverage levels like 100. Therefore, if the leverage level is brought down to 50 or 25, most customers will move to us. Winner-takes-all situation may be realized. Making new business profitable through synergies. I have explained that earlier, but this will be very important from now on. As to revenue, we want to achieve our revenue target a year ahead of schedule for SBI Insurance and SBI AXA Life Insurance. AXA Life had a slow start, but in 2009, it is quickly developing. Therefore, I hope to achieve 200,000 accounts by 2013, ending March. At SBI Insurance, as of June 25, 2009, cumulative insurance contracts have reached more than 60,000. Our internal objective is 150,000 policies by fiscal year 2010, ending March. And more than 300,000 policies by fiscal year 2012. The original target was fiscal year 2013. However, we want to achieve the objective by 2012 ahead of the schedule, like in the case of our bank. Premium payment has increased sixfold year on year. There are only two internet life insurance companies, SBI AXA and LifeNet. SBI AXA Life has secured approximately 1,000 contracts per month. This exceeds those of direct life companies like Zurich Life at 666 contracts per month and Sompo Japan DIY Life at 431 contracts per month. Possibilities of new synergies. Through the establishment of Wall Street Journal Japan, we can make entry into financial economic content provider business and create new synergies with existing financial business. Because of the time zone, Japanese readers can read the Japanese translation of the English Wall Street Journal earlier than others. How can this lead to investment activities? It will impact the equities and foreign exchange. You can grasp the content of an article and think of what investment actions to take. There are enormous synergies. Think of Japan when we all become more global. Ordinary investors, of course, would want to have information on China and India if they think that they're going to be profitable. You can have information quickly on these countries. Get information from the leading Wall Street Journal. It is going to be really great. Visa card. We acquired a license to issue Visa card in February. By the end of fiscal year 2009, we will start issuing these cards. We can provide new services. And as an internet company, we will introduce new technologies and use them to develop new customer base. If we compare bank accounts and securities account, everyone has bank accounts like you and me. If you look at your family, perhaps you might say that you are the only one with an account with a security firm. But when it comes to bank accounts, your wife, your sons and daughters will have bank accounts. So it's all natural that people have bank accounts. Therefore, there are more bank accounts than security accounts. Therefore, the number of bank accounts of internet banks has exceeded 6.27 million as of the end of March 2009. Number of security accounts at internet security firms was approximately 15 million. It has increased by 50 folds over 9.5 years. But internet bank accounts have increased by 80 folds over the past 8 years. Therefore, there will be more bank accounts than security firm accounts. We are already seeing this sign. Account opening at SBI Sumishin Net Bank has exceeded that of SBI Securities for 6 consecutive months from December 2008 to May 2009. People who open account with SBI Sumishin will open account at SBI Securities and do business. There will be more of such relationships. This is the meaning of a move from bank to security firms rather than from security firms to banks. New Money Plaza Initiative. We have small SBI housing loan shops, which we want to increase to 100 shops under the leadership of Mr. Maruyama, the director who is here. We had about 40 such shops under SBI Mortgage. Many of these franchise owners were leading insurance agents who were no longer making profit from insurance business. So they went into housing loan business as well as to other insurance products, opening of bank accounts and security brokerage businesses. So we want to increase these shops to 100 shops. We want to create a one-stop shop as soon as possible. This is Money Plaza. SBI Auto Support is a joint venture with JAA and SBI Holdings. It is an auto loan business which is starting in July. There are 1,053 registered car dealers. We are going to make them contribute to our business. Full-fledged investment into emerging countries with high potentials for growth. If we look at GDP growth of China and India in 2010 and in 2030, their GDP share in the world will increase and the size of their GDP will grow. China, India, Russia, Brazil. A GDP of Japan in 2030 is forecasted to be $5.8 trillion. China's GDP in 2030 will be $14.3 trillion. India's GDP will be $4.9 trillion. We cannot think of making investment activities without these countries in mind. In fact, the reason we were able to have positive operating income in spite of the economic recession is due to the large contribution from New Horizon Fund in China. We launched this fund in May 2005 through a 50-50 joint venture with Temasek of Singapore. Out of the 10 companies we invested, 6 have already gone public. 6 out of 10. This is very rare. And the remaining companies are at a phase of pre-IPO or pre-M&A. With most of them, we will be able to go public or make an exit. This has contributed. Dividend payment in fiscal year 2009 is forecasted to be about 7.2 billion yen, dependent, of course, on share prices. We have a number two fund called New Horizon Capital. We made an exit with one company in the form of an M&A in June 23rd. And this financial year, we plan to make an exit with six companies out of 14. They will either go public or will be exited through an M&A. These are funds we launched through alliances with prominent overseas companies. We formed a joint venture fund with India's largest state bank of India. We formed a joint venture with the largest internet company in Vietnam, FPT. When the market was really down, we formed various partnerships. And we hardly made investments. But when we did, it was done at a very advantageous terms, and we bought them cheaply. New Horizon Fund, total after-tax sales value since April 2009 was 3,895 million yen. Because this is a 50-50 joint venture, our profit was half of this amount. It's the financial institutions whose share went down most during this economic crisis. As to Fullerton Asia Financial Fund, where we made investment with Temasek of Singapore, we made investment in financial institutions. We started investment in October 2008, and we sold all of our equity holdings in June 19th. Annualized IRR was 55.2%. I'm not greedy, so I said, "If made enough profit, that is enough." And we sold them. If the market goes down again, then we will make investment again. So we sold all of our holdings by June 19th. So far, we have not mentioned about new funds we have through collaboration with leading entities abroad. A fund was established with PNB Equity Resource Capital, a 100% subsidiary of Malaysia's largest investment management entity, PNB. We concluded a definitive agreement. Commitment amount is $50 million, and we will invest half of that amount. It is the largest government institution in Malaysia, so it is going to be very large. In Korea, the share prices went down dramatically, and we plan to launch a new fund with a minimum amount of 7.5 billion yen. We created a fund in United Arab Emirates Government's Fund, Masdar Clean Tech Fund. Malaysia, which I talked about earlier, and Abu Dhabi are Islamic regions. We are trying to negotiate to form a fund which is Islamic law compliant. So we are talking to one partner. In Islamic region, there are funds that can only be invested if they are Sharia compliant, and we want to seek those funds. Energy prices are expected to rise in Islamic regions, and considerable amount of oil dollar will be recycled. From that perspective, we want to create this fund. Strategic direction towards the next 10 years to take leap forward, migrating the financial business ecosystem abroad. In Cambodia, we established a Phnom Penh Commercial Bank last September. We have a 40% stake. it has recovered from cumulative loss in fiscal year 2009 ending December, and it is expected to turn to profitability on a full-year basis. In Vietnam, we will complete our process to make 20% investment in a Vietnamese regional bank by the end of July. The bilateral process has been completed. It will be completed once we get approval from the authorities. In India, we are going to establish a security firm, and we are negotiating. In Russia, we are considering making investment in a bank owned by our partner together with them. So we have been doing all sorts of activities. In the past, we were going into investment, but we will go into other areas as well. In the future, we want to create a financial business ecosystem in each country and migrate them into other regions. Making entry into business dependent on various economic developmental phases in emerging countries. Average wage income in China in urban areas is dramatically increasing. If you look at it as a consumer market, it is going to become an enormous market. The business of SBI Veritrans has been deployed with that awareness in mind. It will be a very important step. We created ecmallbudget.com, and we make settlement possible through Union Pay Card. Chinese Union Pay Card has issued 1.8 billion cards. It is the largest card company, and it has great significance to have a relationship with that company. There are companies in Japan that is suffering from poor sales now and will do so in the future. However, these companies have very good quality and brand. For example, Narumiya. People ask why I made investment in Narumiya. Take this company to China. It has already made entry into China, but form a joint venture with a more powerful company there. That is what I have in mind. We received customers from China, and we want to have talks with them. There is a company in Korea that has a major company in Shanghai engaged in children's apparel and fashion business. So I'm going to Seoul to have talks with them. Because of low birth rate in Japan, the companies that are not doing well can be moved to China, for example, children's apparel, and they can become a growing industry. It is an arbitrage, if you will, that takes into consideration the differences in the developmental phase of the economy. Post-industrialization, focus on growth industry in the 21st century. We have been focusing on IT business so far, but we will focus now on biotechnology and environmental business. We are already expecting to see results from SBI Biotech. Honorary Professor Arai of University of Tokyo has great personal connections, and he himself is a first-class researcher and is engaged in SBI Biotech. With his support, we have been developing all sorts of business. For example, Huap, a Chinese company that has CPG nucleic acid medicine, a new area of research. This drug will go into phase one clinical test in June in the United States. We have licensing agreement on the new 3 pipelines of CPG nucleic acid medicine. We have this licensing agreement with U.S. SBI Biotech is collaborating with U.S. Baylor Research Institute on dendritic cell therapy. It has reached a phase 2 clinical test. So together with Korea, China, and the United States, we will form alliances. So we have an alliance with the U.S. Baylor Research Institute on dendritic cell therapy. This is an immunocytological treatment. Complete remission from melanoma has been achieved. Now, test on humans is being carried out. If results are good, then it will be really great. In 2010, major pharmaceutical companies will have many of their major patents on drugs expire. This is called a 2010 issue in the pharmaceutical industry. It is significant if a new drug comes up at this timing. We want the drugs to be developed before 2010 to meet this challenge. If we could go public, or if we could go public on SBI Biotech, or if we can sell the drug business, then great value will be created. A group has a 24.87% stake in Quark Pharmaceuticals. September will be a very important month. We have signed a licensing agreement with Pfizer US. This is a drug for the treatment of age-related macular degeneration. From July, we expanded the scope of treatment to diabetic macular edema as well and get licensing fee and go into phase two. The results will come in September or maybe a little later. It could become a major drug on a world scale. SBI Arapromo was established for the development of drugs. We formed a 50-50 joint venture with Medac GmbH called Ala Pharma in Germany. Clinical test will be launched this year, and we aim for early commercialization. Environment and energy-saving area. Japan is in a superior position in environment and energy-saving areas. Japan's primary energy consumption relative to GDP is one-half of that of the United States. So this is an area that we are strong in. Another important area is the area of water resources. The productivity by quantity of industrial water intake will become even more important as economy develops. Japanese efficiency of water resource use is overwhelmingly high. We already have an environmental energy fund. We will make this into a major sector. Working together with Abu Dhabi, the Master Clean Tech Fund will start out small initially, but we want it to be successful and we want to grow this fund. And we are talking to them about this. That is it from me. Thank you.